when preaching in our Cross Gar Church at the 30th anniversary of the formation of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. So that was on the 17th of March, 1981. Dr. Ian Paisley that night remarked, "It is a strange thing that when historic events happen in Northern Ireland, the pen of the poet is always busy. All sorts of poems and poetry have been constructed and songs have been written and sung. When the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster was formed, I received a poem signed by a pen name, R. Raven Hill," which is, of course, Raven Hill. "Historic words, and yet within them there's a prophecy that the best has yet to be and the end is not yet. Praise the Lord." And so the poem as to how the Free Presbyterian Church began ran like this. A mission was planned to take place at Cross Gar, and folks were expected from near and far. So the church called the Sarrow was booked long before, and the Christians all felt there was blessing in store. A preacher called Paisley had long been engaged, and when modernists heard it, they were all enraged. They knew that their heresies he would attack, and they schemed and devised how they might keep him back. It happened just then that the pastor resigned, and for 6 months Le Sarra no other could find. Sabbath by Sabbath they heard some poor fool who was trained at Assembly's theology school. When the pulpit was vacant, the presbytery met, for to hinder the mission their hearts were all set. "From Le Sarra we shall Mr. Paisley exclude," they said in a bold dictatorial mood. So they issued instructions to close up the church on weeknights and leave this good man in the lurch. They would not permit him the gospel to preach or edify saints with the truths he would teach. But in Killyleagh Street, a good hall was soon found, and the people were lured by the gospel's sweet sound. Night after night, precious souls found the Lord and rejoiced in salvation proclaimed in his word. Ere the mission was ended, the young and the old had been brought in great numbers right into the fold. No more could they listen to modernist stuff or endure the down presbytery's terrible bluff. They founded a church with its doctrines all sound, whose ministers stand on the truth's solid ground, warning lost sinners of judgment and hell, and telling of Jesus, the Saviour as well. In spite of all scorn and the modernist jeers, Mr. Paisley inducted the Reverend George Steers, who ministers now to an increasing flock of people of true Presbyterian stock. The Free Presbyterian Church of our day, now firmly established, is winning its way. In Belfast and North Antrim, the cause has soon spread, and by Holy Ghost power will go further ahead. The old Presbyterian church in this land has now got no gospel for which it can stand. Professors like Davy and Wilson and Hare have corrupted the message she used to declare. But God in his grace has raised up a new church whose preachers will not the old doctrines besmirch, but will boldly proclaim the infallible word and seek to commend our Redeemer and Lord. Pray for revival is Paisley's appeal as he starts on new missions with fervour and zeal. May the Lord in each place, by the Holy Ghost flame, do miraculous things and bring praise to his name. Our Raven Hill, the poet.